Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amber. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amber. My name is Karen O'Connor. I thought that I had already applied for unemployment the day that I was actually terminated, but it doesn't look like I did. And I guess I need to file.
Okay, what's your social security number?
Thank you. 429-47-7983. I was so freaked out that day. I went straight home and did it. And I'm like, did I not do it? Because it looks like I didn't, but I have an ID number.
Yeah, it's looking that way to me too. What is your social one more time, just to make sure I put it in here correctly?
429-47-7983.
Okay, let me try it one more time.
Maybe I was just so freaked out that I didn't do something right. I just that day it was so much was going on and I was reading all of this stuff and like literally it was so unexpected. I just hadn't came home and just was like, oh shit.
Sounds like me. I understand.
I was kind of thinking, okay, this should be kind of getting to that point because I'm getting, you know, kind of worried, like, April rent, utilities, and I'm out here trying to DoorDash and Spark Delivery and Instacart, and it's just not enough.
Right. Now I do see, I did find your account in here. Can you verify your date of birth for me?
3/13/64.
Okay, what about your driver's license number?
It is 051-263-770. It is a Georgia license because I have not changed it over. But I do
okay, that's
here.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Bass, B-A-S-S.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing in here where you did start your claim. Let me just click through to see exactly how far you got. It may have just been that it didn't fully submit. That may have been the only thing. Yeah, because I see you started it, but it stopped right here. Let's see. Okay, now have you already filed for regular unemployment and you only need TAA benefits? Or did you receive notice? You say you don't know what that is?
No.
Okay, and then... That's okay. And did you receive notification that you had a TRA certification?
No, I haven't gotten notice about anything.
Okay. You would have only received either one of these if your job had closed down and moved overseas.
Oh, overseas? No, I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. There was like a whole bunch of static in my headset, and I was making sure it didn't disconnect. I'm sorry. Okay, now I just need to verify your first name is spelled K-A-R-E-N, last name
yes.
O-Q-U-I-N.
Yes.
Has your name changed since you? Ma'am.
There is an apostrophe. There is technically an apostrophe between the O and the Q, but I'm pretty sure when I went to do it, it didn't take special characters. So I usually just leave it out.
Okay. Now, have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you?
770-377-6909.
Okay.
Whew. I woke up today thinking it was Friday.
I wish. I thought the same thing. It's definitely Thursday. One more day.
Like I said, in between all this DoorDashing and delivery and stuff, I'm doing interviews. The first 3 weeks of the month, I didn't hear anything. And then this week, it's been blowing up. But nobody's in a rush.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what is your race?
White, Caucasian.
Okay, are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What is your gender?
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed my bachelor's degree.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Mentally, but no.
Okay.
Kidding.
I understand. Now, what is your home address?
It's 1851 Arboretum Circle, and it's spelled Arboretum. And that is apartment G, as in God.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip is 35216. It shows up Vestavia sometimes, shows up Birmingham sometimes. More
okay.
Recently, it's been shown at Vestavia more often.
Okay, so which one would you like me to put in there?
I guess put Vestavia.
Okay. Because this will be the address we'll use to mail things to you as well. And is there an apartment number?
Yeah, G is in God. It says.
Okay. That's what I was just making sure.
It was the first thing that came to mind.
Hey, that's fine with me. Now, what was your occupation?
I was a retail store leader for Warby Parker.
Okay. Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes. Well, I'm looking for work in several different ones, but I am interviewing for quite a few retail leadership jobs.
Okay. Did you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, I'm terminated.
Okay. Are you available
effective.
To work effective when?
Well, the termination date was 2/29, but they made it 3/1, so I would at least have my health benefits for the end of the month, which I really appreciated.
Oh, okay. Because it will ask us in a few minutes what day you started and ended, so I went ahead and wrote that date down. Now, are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't want to do too far. I mean, honestly, I don't know what to say. 20? Is that good?
Okay. That's fine. It's really up to you. This just kind of, some of these questions are just general questions to go ahead and create you a profile with the Career Center. Just in case you were to go through them to look for jobs, we'd have kind of a little resume put together.
Let's do 15 because that's quite a ways.
Okay. All right. Now, what's the lowest hourly rate you're willing to accept?
Well, I was making $35 an hour, and I'm a single income family. My husband passed away. So I know that sounds like a lot, but if I'm going to be able to be sustainable, I need to make around that same amount.
So about 35? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you a corporate? No,
not
if it's your usual. Definitely not. If it's your usual pay, then I'd put that's the lowest that I'll take.
I need to pay my bills.
Right. Now are you a corporate officer for a business?
A corporate officer?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't believe so.
All right. Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
I do not own a business right now. I'm doing this delivery, so I don't know if that counts, but
that wouldn't be considered as owning. No, ma'am. Now, are you working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, I do not.
Okay. Have you applied or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that isn't military or federal government any time between October of 2022 and September of 2023?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I guess so.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or on a prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after payments are approved. We do recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Now I was asking, would you like to keep the direct deposit on your past claims or would you like to update it? But I think the direct deposit we have is from 2020. It just doesn't show me any numbers.
Okay, I don't remember doing that, but yeah,
okay.
I was in between after my husband passed away. But it's probably the same. It's the same bank account number, but I have it if you need it.
Yeah, what is it? Is it checking or savings?
It's a checking.
Okay, what's your routing number?
084-101-417.
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
084-101-417.
Okay, what's your account number?
2311461.
Okay, and can you repeat that number as well?
Sure. 2311461.
Okay. And what was the name of your employer?
The one that I just left?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It's Warby Parker, and that's W-A-R-B-Y. And the second one is P-A-R-K-E-R. I'm sure you know how to spell that, but a lot of people don't know what Warby Parker is, so.
Nope. But now, what is their telephone number?
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to have to look that up for you. Hold on.
Okay.
It's in New York. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You're going to need that for the previous one too, right? Warby Parker.
I'll need it for what now?
You'll need it for the next two jobs, right?
You can only file against your last employer. You can only file against one job.
Sorry, I thought it was for the hold in. Corporate headquarters phone number. Okay. Corporate phone number is 646-517-5227.
Okay. What city were you working for them in?
Birmingham, Alabama. I'm double checking that number just because you know how Google is. You pull up something in it that wasn't exactly from Warby Parker, so.
Right. Now, what day did you initially start working there?
Can I ask you what number I just gave you? Was it 646-517-5223?
It was 5227, but I'll change it to 5223.
Yeah, that's actually from Warby Parker, so I feel better about that because that other one was something that popped up and it was some other thing.
Okay,
I'm sorry. What was your last?
What day did you start working there?
September 14th, 2020.
Okay. It says, why are you no longer working there?
No, I was terminated on 2/29, but they, like I said, they made the official term date 3/1, I think, because of the benefit situation, so.
Okay, it's asking what's the specific reason that you're no longer working there.
they said poor decision quality. It was a bum rap, but anyway.
Okay, let's
see. It was for a particular incident with an employee, so.
Okay, what was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Jody, J-O-D-Y, Lajoie, L-A, capital J-O-I-E, and she is district leader.
Okay. And we're going to put 3/1/2024. And now it says, what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I basically, it's crazy, but anyway, I hired a man that I wish I had never hired, but anyway, he claimed that I was picking on him. Because he had a traumatic brain injury and which is ridiculous because my husband died of brain cancer, and I would never do that. But anyway, this gentleman, it was kind of one of those story things where he got three people or two other people. There were eight people or nine people that said absolutely she would in no way do this, and there were three people that kind of got together and they lied. And so I lost my job because they said that it was putting the company at risk because I was making fun of an employee, which I never do, especially on a brain injury. But anyway, I don't really know how to put that into words, but it was ridiculously.
No, that's fine.
Terrible.
I'm just typing as you're talking.
So the way it is with Warby Parker, and I don't know how to say this, they're an at-will employer. So at any time, you sign a contract when you go to work for them. They're at will. So for any reason, they can let you go. And so basically my boss, the only thing she said was poor decision quality. And I'm like,
okay. Now it says, what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? So did you try to speak to management?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that I was going to be discharged, but it was a couple of weeks before my boss had called me. We'd been having issues for a while because I had had to write this individual up for some pretty bad things and sexual harassment, dating one of our 20-year-old employees, and he was one of my managers, things like that. Anyway, we'd had multiple conversations, but each time I had a conversation with him, this is so crazy, but I'll let you put what you want to put down. This little girl that he was dating would call into our anonymous hotline and accuse me of whatever I had a conversation with him about.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with me. Anyway, this had happened once before when I wrote him up. Literally everything that he got written up for, someone called the anonymous hotline and said the same thing about me, and my boss was like, whatever. Anyway, apparently this is basically what happened. He applied for a job that he didn't qualify for because you have to be with the company for 12 months, and he didn't get it. But it resurfaced his anger about being written up because he had worked through his performance improvement plan, but he was still on a written warning. And he just got really, really angry. He did have anger issues. That was another one of the things. But anyway, he got so angry, he turned in his notice because I had a conversation with him and I just said, hey, you know, like, I'm really sorry to hear about this, but what, you know, is it something, you know, like that I did? Is it because you didn't get this job? Can you tell me more about it? Because I said, this is our loss. I really hate this, because he was really experienced, because he'd been in the business where it's an optic. It's Warby Parker sells glasses, and this guy's an optician, so he's an optical person. They're hard to find. And he said, basically, yes, it was because he didn't get the position, and that he had reached out to a former person that he had worked for in the industry, and that he was going to go to work for them. And I thought everything was fine. I said, you know, I'm really sorry. I thank you for everything you've done. We had a meeting right after that, a whole store meeting. We did a big thank you, a slide, and, you know, I went through and talked about all the great things about him. And he had already given his notice, right, because I was telling – we were basically saying goodbye. And he had an exit interview. And in his exit interview, apparently he just went – I don't know. That whole day he did the exit interview was the most uncomfortable day of my life because he was so aggressive. But I didn't know, and I was trying to, you know, talk to him, but he would literally put his hand in my face and just, I'm with a customer, I'm with a patient, and I'm like, gosh, finally at 4:30 in the afternoon, I got him to sit down and talk to me and, you know, try to find out, like, and just, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm sorry that this happened, but, you know, let's just, you know, talk it through. And I thought everything was fine, literally. Because we went through it a week, and then he was going on vacation. And he was going to work three more days. But he had an exit interview, and in his exit interview, apparently, whatever. My boss called me and had a conversation. She just said, hey, I need to talk to you about some stuff, some more things that come up. And I'm like, oh, no, what now? And I really assumed it was this guy. And she said, it's about you. And I'm like, about me? And she said, yeah. And so she set up interviews with all of my employees that she could. She couldn't get to everybody. But there were, besides himself, two other people that that she talked to that, I guess, is it corroborated his story that I was picking on him? While eight more said, there's no way Karen would do that because we've known her for 3.5 years, and that's just not her. She's the nicest person we know. But anyway, at Warby Parker, like I said, they're an at-will employer, and there's a clause in our employee handbook that says if we in any way put the company in any kind of danger or risk or anything like that, that they can turn for judgment. So that's what they did.
Okay. And now it's asking, did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
No, I did not.
Okay. Were there any prior warnings for the same or a similar act?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see.
For 30 years, and no, that has never happened before. It's very unfortunate.
Right. Now it says, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for time after your last day of work? Any vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Nope, that took it all.
Okay,
my last check was $6.
Oh, goodness. It says, have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know that was a lot of information. I just didn't really know how to describe it because it was just so...
No, that's okay. I had to type in what you were telling me anyway. So while you were telling me it kind of what happened, I was summarizing it because it asked us for like your side of the story as well.
Yeah.
Now, were all the answers you provided me with today correct?
Yes.
You're certifying your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I even remember putting all of this in this application, so I don't know what I did. Maybe I shut down the computer before I finished. I was just...
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it didn't save it. Now, these are just some identity verification questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Financial services, First Tulsa Federal Credit Union, Kays Management Services, Quad Lakes, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2415 18th Avenue, 3912 Sunset Drive, 509 Hampton Road, 680 County Road 1514, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 2001 Mercedes, 2004 Ford Mustang, a 2007 Volkswagen, a 2009 BMW, or none of the above?
Oh, I've had a Mustang. It probably would have been around 2004. There was a... Tell me them again, because I've had three of those vehicles.
It says a 2001 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, a 2004 Ford Mustang, 2007 Volkswagen Rabbit, a 2009 BMW X3, or none of the above.
I'm not sure about the 2004 Mustang.
Okay.
Gotta be.
All right. According to your driver's license, how tall are you? 5'2", 5'5", 5'9", 6'1", none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Based on your background, in what city is 3566 Hilden Circle, Augusta, Chamblee, Decatur, Duluth, or none of the
Chamblee.
Above? Okay.
Chamblee.
I just need you to agree to these statements. Do you agree to file on this internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook?
Yeah, where is that? Is that on the labor site?
We'll actually mail that out to you.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because there's a lot on that I did not quite understand, so I wanted to make sure I got that.
Yeah, and there we'll send you that benefit rights and responsibilities handbook, and then I'll also everything I'm about to read you in the closing statement will be in that handbook. But I just need to read you this closing statement before submitting your claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit... Ma'am?
Before you go any further, can I ask you about that? Because that was the one thing that I really wanted to make sure of. The Career Center application is good for 90 days. And I'm supposed to, if I'm interviewing and applying for jobs, is there something I'm supposed to do to keep that? You said it has to remain active or open?
Yeah, it'll stay active for 90 days. And then if you're still unemployed after that 90 days, you will you can either go to an Alabama Career Center and update your resume, or you can go to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update it.
All right, let me write that down. Alabama.
But you, yes, Alabama Works. .alabama.gov. But you won't have to do that for another 90 days.
Well, I hope to heck I have a job by then.
Yes, ma'am. And now I did let you know that we would be sending you the Benefit Rights and Responsibilities booklet, and failure to follow these instructions in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim, but filing this claim doesn't automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification each week to claim your benefits for the week before. If failure to do so could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning Sunday, ending Saturday. You can file your weekly certification online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification, ma'am?
Can I ask that? You said you can do it on the claimant portal. Is that the portal that it's the Alabama Works portal?
No, ma'am. The Alabama Works would just be strictly for those like work searches. But you would go to adol.alabama.com or .gov. It's ADOL.
Wait, hold on. Okay, ADOL.
.alabama.gov.
Uh-huh. And you do that once a week?
Yes, ma'am. You'll do that every Sunday. But if you were to forget, you have up until 5 p.m. on Friday to submit those certifications. But we recommend that you do it on Sundays just to make sure you receive your payments on time. But the only day you can't submit a weekly certification is Saturday.
So you just kind of go on this website and it just kind of guides you to where that certification is?
Not necessarily. When you go to that website, there'll be like some options across the top, and you'll select the one that says I am. And it'll give you a... Can you hear me?
Hello?
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 Thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. I will be returning your call. Just one moment.
Hello?